Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayetze, Toshin Ayin Test, Olenin Shmin Tzchusufur Shalema, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, so Hanach Mordechai Befreda Simcha Beso Shar Chol Yisrael Yehuda Nishmas Daniela Sara Bas Eliezer Yisrael Levi. The first idea comes to us from the Netziv. The Netziv says, if you look in the pasuk of Tes Dalad, Yaakov Avinu is on his way to Lavan. He says, Vayomer Lehem Yaakov Achai Meyan Atem Vayomer Mechayan Anachnu. Yaakov said, my brothers, from where are you? Where are you from? They say we are from Charan. So the Netziv says, at the end of the day, what's this word Achai? He didn't even know them. Shalom Yikir Me'olam Achai. He didn't even know them. How's he calling his brothers? Says the Netziv, we see a Yaakov's Midah. Yaakov's practice was to speak in a polite and friendly manner to everyone. Therefore, he even sent my brothers to people he didn't even know. How important it is to be careful to treat everyone like a brother, to treat everyone like a sister, to treat everyone always with the right, proper respect and kavod. That's why he says, Achai. Achai Mayanatem, my brother, where are you from? Because he spoke politely and carefully to everyone, which you see the same exact idea actually later on in the parsha as well. Yaakov actually, by Yaakov again, right? Lavan's looking for his idols, and Yaakov says, whoever you find, they shall not live. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, and because of this, the cursed Rachel dies shortly thereafter. The Chavetz Chaim learned from here, and how careful, before we see anything, says the Chavetz Chaim, we must always be careful that no one could cause harm to anyone, because at the end of the day, our words have a lot of power. So it's interesting that Yaakov, at the beginning of the parsha, uses his words for good, and I guess later on in the parsha, not to chas v'shalom anything bad about Yaakov, but the lesson is to be able to make sure that every word has we have to make sure that they have a good result. Yaakov says Achai because he wanted to make sure everyone always felt comfortable in front of him, to be polite to everyone, and later on the Chavetz Chaim says, When he said, whoever you find the gods, at the end of the day, tzadik goes there, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be careful with every single word we say. Beautiful ideas from the Netziv and the Chavetz Chaim. Moving on to our second idea. Actually, we went a little out of order, but we could still say, we'll count this as our second idea. The pasuk says, Chavches Tezvav, a little bit before. So Yaakov is on his way. Hine anochi imach shmarticha b'chol asher telech v'ashivosi l'adam ha'azos. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, don't worry, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to guard you, wherever you go. And says the Rebbe Shmelka, right? This is in Chav Ches Tezvav. We went a little out of order, but that's okay. Purim's coming, Lameisa. Chav Ches Tezvav, what is this? V'inei anochi imach ushmarticha. What's going on over here? So he says, when a Jew feels anochi Hashem lakach, v'inei anochi imach, then ushmarticha. When a person has a moon on the Rebbeinu Shom, he draws down a Kadosh Baruch Hu's guarding. He draws down a Kadosh Baruch Hu's his protection. And we know, we always say this from Yechel Nechel Zlatcha, that Emunah is a Lashon Amshacha. Emunah is a Lashon of bringing down. When a person has a faith in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it brings down reward, it brings down a Kadosh Baruch Hu's protection. That's why the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, that he omen is Hadassah. So Rabbi Simon goes quotes from Yechel Nechel Zlatcha, that Emunah, it's a Lashon of bringing down. When a person feels, okay, I'm having Emunah in the Bonus Shom right now, it actually changes results in a person's life. And that's exactly the vort, Yinei Anochi Imach. Make sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, make sure you have Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you have faith, and then that'll be Ushmarticha in your life. Please God, Be'ezus Hashem. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from Reb Simcha Bonim of Pshischa. Very interesting idea. So we see that Rachel saw in Perek Lamed Pasukaf, Atei Rachel, Ki lo yaldel Yaakov, Atekane Rachel ba'achoysa. What happened was Rachel got very upset because she wasn't having children and she was jealous of her sister. Yaakov got very angry and says, right, Rachel saying, why don't you give me kids? And Yaakov said, am I Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on over here? What's going on with Rachel and Yaakov's response? So Rav Simcha Bonim says a beautiful idea. He said, Rachel saw. Why did Rachel use such harsh words, such harsh things? So Rachel saw that at the end of the day, that Leah was snua. Leah was second loved. She was hated, but she was second Yaakov's second choice. What happened? She's still a children. So Rachel made a thing up in her mind. If I get my husband to actually get upset at me, and if I actually get him to be upset at me, like the way that Leah feels, maybe I'll be zochet to have children. Just like Leah felt so snua, she felt hated, but she had children. So let me get under my husband's skin a little bit, and then I'm going to have children as well. And I think the beautiful idea of Simcha Ben, maybe the idea we could say, is that we have to at the end of the day, we have to judge every single person favorably, no matter what, wherever they are in our lives. We don't know the whole story. That's why the Mefarshim say, have done is kol ha'adam l'kav zchus. I forgot who says this, but what's this kol ha'adam? Again, you don't know how they brought, how they are brought up, what's going on in their lives. That's why a Jew always has to be able to give everyone the entire picture favorably, and then you don't know the whole thing. You don't know, you don't see the whole picture. So then a person has to be able to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. A beautiful idea of Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshischa. Moving on to idea number four. So idea number four is one of my most very, very favorite ideas. Since in Revi, we know that Reuven in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yedalat has Vav. So what happened was Reuven's in the, out in the field, he finds these dudaim, he finds these flowers. And what happens? Rachel asks for the dudaim. And then what happens? Word gets back to Leah. Leah says, first you try to take my husband, V'lekachas Gamez Dudai. Bini, first you take my husband Yaakov, now you want to take the dudaim and ask of Shrab. Didn't Leah know that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice? What does this mean that you took my husband first and then you took my flowers? Didn't Leah know? Rachel famously gave Leah the signs. Didn't Leah know? Says Rav Schwab, an incredible insight. Rav Schwab says, Leah never knew. Leah never knew that Rachel was first choice and Leah was, and she was second choice. When Rachel gave over the signs to her for the, for her wedding night, and says, Daddy's going to pull some tricks. She did it. She gave over the signs in such a tsanua way, in such a tsniestig way, in such a modest way. Leah never knew. And that's why over here, Rachel doesn't even respond back. And this is what Leah says. It makes perfect sense. Leah never knew. It shows this incredible midah of tsnius of Rachel Imenu. That not only did she give the signs, but how she gave over the signs. She did chesed, but the ultimate chesed, but in the ultimate way. And this is an idea we said last week from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, in Parshas, I believe, in Chayasara, when Rivka is giving the signs over to, when Rivka is giving, excuse me, Eliezer the water into the camels, first she waits for Eliezer to finish, and then she says, how about your camels? Because there's a way to give, there's a way to do chesed. You don't show off at the beginning, here's water for you, here's water for your camels. No. Here's water for you, he finished, and then he gave the camels. Because when a person does chesed, it's got to be done in the proper way as well. What a beautiful insight of the emos, not only in they doing chesed, but how they do chesed. An incredible insight from Rav Schwab and Rav Hirsch. Moving on to the last idea, idea number five. So the pasuk says in Lamech Chafhei, "Vayehi kasher yalda Rachel es Yosef, Rachel zochet have Yosef, hayom Yaakov alavon shalcheni ve'elcha makom yil artzi." Finally, Yaakov's ready to go, but go back to Eretz Yisrael, and he tells Lavan, "Please send me back to my house, to my place, to my home." All the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down, once Yosef is born, Yosef is the Koyach of against Esav, that's the Baal Shem Tov brings down, then Yaakov is ready to be able to face off of Esav. But the idea here that I wanted to quote from is the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim. What does Lashon El Makomi Ula Artzi? Says the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim. He says that a Jew has to know Makomi who rock ba'artzi Eretz Yisrael. You want to know your place? It's not where you live. It's Eretz Yisrael. A Jew's home is in Eretz Yisrael. You might live in Woodmere and Teaneck or in the city or in London or Wisconsin or Florida, but a Jew's home is in Eretz Yisrael. And never forget that. That's what Yaakov was telling Yaakov. Yaakov was telling Lavan, remember my home. Please send me back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm a komil artsy. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman says. Where every Jew, a Jew takes a footstep, a Jew's footsteps always towards Eretz Yisrael. Could be that I'm going to the supermarket. My head, my focus is always on Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov says, wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where you are. It means you could be standing by the Kotel, you could be in Woodmere, or you could be in Woodmere, you could be in Boca, and you could be in Yerushalayim. To be able to remember that Berlin is not Jerusalem, and to be able to remember that Teaneck is not Jerusalem, only Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. And unfortunately, we're getting a lot of those reminders over the past few weeks. Shvi Zochav Ezra Shem, to always remember that Eretz Yisrael is our home, Yerushalayim is our home. And Makomi Ula Artzi, says the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim. Beautiful insight of the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim, Rabbi Nachman, the Baal Shem Tov. Let's just review these five ideas. We started off a little out of order. We said from the Netziv and the Chavetz Chaim about the Koich of words. The Netziv says, Yaakov even called these shepherds, Achai, my brothers, he didn't even know them. Says the Netziv, we see how Yaakov was careful to be polite to everyone that he met. Chavetz Chaim says later on in the Parsha, when he says, whoever you find, the idol shall die. That actually, the lesson we learned from them, we have to be so careful with our words to be able to make sure they have positive results. The second idea, which was really the first idea, Rav Shmelko of Nicholsburg, says, what does it mean? Anoicha Hashem alakacha, yinei anochi imachu shmarticha, yinei anochi imach. When you feel amuna, you feel me by your side, urnenu shmarticha, ahi omenes hadasa. Right? When a person has amuna, it brings down tremendous results, a tremendous shefa in their life. The third idea we said was from Rav Simcha Bonim. Why did Rachel say all these things? If I don't have any children, it's like I'm hated. She was like trying to get in under Yaakov's skin. Says Rav Simcha Bonim that she saw that Leah was snua, Leah was hated, and she had children. So Rachel also wanted to get hated. Maybe she would be zochet to have children as well. The idea that we said maybe to take out is that the Havidah, it's called on the Chaskas, always to try to give people the whole benefit of the doubt. That's why it says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos Behevei Dan as Kol Ha'adam Lechavzchus. You don't know their upbringing. You don't know their childhood. You don't know what's going on in their life. Always give people the benefit of the doubt. Then later on in the Parsha, the Pasuk says that in Revi, Leah says to Rachel, you take my husband and then you want to take my Dudaim also. So Rav Schwab says, didn't Leah know that Rachel was first choice? Leah didn't know that she was second choice? Exactly, says Rav Schwab. Leah never knew. When Rachel gave over the signs, she did in such a proper, such a caring, sensitive manner. And that was Rav Hirsch's idea on Rivka Emenu. When Rivka gave over the water to Eliezer, she let Eliezer finish his drink and then gave water to the camel. She didn't want to show off. The lesson in Chesed, it's about how to do Chesed as well. The fifth and final idea, Yaakov says, I'm ready to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm ready to go, Emakomi La'artzi. It says about Mechaber, a Jew has to realize, be able to remember wherever they could be physically are, be able to remember that our home and our place, a Jew's home and his household, his neshama is in Eretz Yisrael. It could be that you're physically walking around America, physically walking around London, but our thoughts are always in Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Nachman says, wherever I go, I think of Eretz Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to be careful with our words, be able to remember to always have emunah in our lives, to always give people the benefit of the doubt, to be able to make sure when we do chesed with chesed, to be in its sneeze to go away, be able to remember that Eretz Yisrael is our home. Shkoach.